Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. According to the spokesperson for the Transport Authority, Jan Thompson, the M10 tram line is to be extended from Friedrichshain to Hammenplatz in Neukölln, passing through Görlitzer Park. Until now, Warschauerstrasse was the final step of the M10. The new section is to pass over the Oberbaumbrücke and from there run along Falkensteinstrasse, then cross Görlitzer Park, continue along Glogauerstrasse and Pionierstrasse, and then turn off in the direction of Sonnenallee. From there, the M10 will travel in the direction of Hermannplatz, where the streetcars will not stop directly. Instead, the new terminus would be located at Urbanstrasse. Per Tagesspiegel reporting, the cost of the 2.9-kilometer-long track construction is €62 million, and the first trams are not expected to travel along the new section until 2028. The Tagesspiegel is reporting that many households are using the lockdown to declutter, which has resulted in particularly long traffic jams and waiting times in the vicinity of the 14 Berlin recycling centers of the Stadtreinigung, or BSR, since the spring of 2020. However, the expansion of opening hours envisioned by the Senate in a resolution from the end of 2019, which was mentioned again in a report presented before Easter, is likely to be a long time coming. The Senate Department for Economic Affairs, Energy, and Operations told the Tagesspiegel that extended opening hours of BSR recycling yards have to be financed from the fees that the BSR collects. Therefore, the right balance between high service quality, expansion of the environmental footprint, and the cost of service expansion must always be considered, and added that extended opening hours of the yards in residential areas could lead to increased noise pollution for residents. There is, however, a pilot project at the recycling yard in the Neuköllner Gradestrasse, where from Mondays to Saturdays, they open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. This trial phase is reportedly to last at least half a year, and after evaluating the numbers, including usage levels during the extended hours, and weighing the cost of extended staffing, a decision will be made on whether to expand at other locations. Unlike the 33 parks and green spaces the BSR will be adding to their cleaning schedule starting in May, the Senate does not want to transfer any additional tax money for longer opening hours for the recycling and disposal centers. The costs will therefore have to be borne by fee-paying residents. Frank Janke, the economic policy spokesman for the SPD in the House of Representatives, would like to see more action at the recycling centers, stating that they are an important instrument of ecological waste disposal in Berlin and, at the same time, a part of general public services. He believes that especially in times of pandemic, when citizens are increasingly active in their own households, the need for disposal increases as a result of renovation work, for example, which leads to frequent overloading of the centers, and he added that the expansion of opening hours must take place immediately instead of being tested in lengthy pilot projects first. The Berlin-Brandenburg Trade Association is calling for stores to be allowed to open on Sundays after the corona pandemic ends. The association's chief executive, Nils Busch-Petersen, told the Berliner Morgenpost that people need to be given as much freedom as possible to get back on their feet, and such a move belongs in a phase of recovery and revitalization. Trade representatives in particular have repeatedly called for extended opening hours, most recently last fall, on the grounds that it would boost business and compensate for losses caused by the corona closures. Resistance is coming primarily from the unions, who fear an additional burden on employees. Busch-Petersen is calling for support for the retailers' demand and added that politicians must now have the courage to overturn the ban on Sunday openings, at least for a limited period. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.